Yeah, happy 420, everybody. Whoa. It's not. What? You two me, no, you do it so damn well. Welcome, everybody. Let's see if this goes on the latest. Just gonna make a short and sweet. This is gonna be a pre-recorded live air. And sometimes we'll have listeners, sometimes it'll be quiet. Right now, people are probably having dinner, so I don't expect there to be a turnout, but we're gonna do this just to update the website. Go to basementcritic.com and you can see the latest strain reviews. And we like to talk about different places in the US, so you might hear me rant about a couple of things like dive bars in Dallas or Arkansas or Washington or Seattle. I don't know, we'll, New York, we'll talk about some places to hit up, some places to avoid, and talk about some strains. Amara J, which is really, really good. Today it's going to be Pyromaniac, which I thought it was a hybrid, but they're saying that it's an indica. So I don't know, you tell me. It does feel pretty chill, but then again, I also drink a cannabis drink. So I don't know which one it is, but taking a day to just chill and update the website. It's been pretty chill. We're going to talk a little bit about how the Cannabis Cafe didn't make it past the pandemic. If you go to basementcritic.com, you'll see what happened during the shutdown in LA. And I'm still just going to keep it like that for the front page. I'm not going to update it. It's going to stay like that. It was pretty fucking crazy to see Sunset basically close down. So it's been pretty fucking nuts. But I don't really want to cover the news today. I've been like bombarded with that shit, you know? And it's just like weird. But, and I'm just going to see about updating the website. So today we're going to cover Pyromaniac. I say it's a good strain. I say pick it up. I wonder how the pandemic is. I know that the cannabis cup stopped for a while. And I definitely thought we could do it virtual. Like, that'd be so fucking cool. But they just stopped all fucking together. Let's see if they updated it recently. So if you go to cannabiscup.com 2022, it looks like judge kits available to general public starting May. They're saying May, June. They're going to Illinois in July. Now we're in August, right? So August 10th through the 12th, which is now, is, where are they? Where are they? Alaska! What the fuck? Cannabis Cup in Alaska? And then September, they're coming to where? Massachusetts? All right. Interesting. Let's go look at their Alaskan one, okay? So, more info. But these are just for kits. I want to see about going. Judge kits available now. Sign up. Ugh. Events. Colorado. Let's see. They already went. Go to cannabis.com. What the fuck? Judge kits available at these rental locations. No, that's not what I want. I want to see, like, price kits $200. You get 24 samples. Oh, so you can sign up to be a judge. Sign up for updates, register complete, past winners. So, interesting. This is a recreational only competition. Exclusive dispensary of so you'd have to. It looks like all of them are in Denver. Holy shit! Colorado. Anyway, so if you want to do that, that's something to look into. But have you ever been to the Cannabis Cup? I've been to it was like a cannabis, trade show. It was pretty fucking cool. And yeah, I got to see the plant for the first time. I had never seen a cannabis plant, and that was the first time I saw a fucking one with bud and shit. It was beautiful. I got a chance to work in a dispensary, and they grew their own weed, and it was fucking dope. I got to be a bud trimmer and basically trim all day, listen to music. It was pretty cool. I love the marijuana plant, and I also thought it was fascinating to learn behind the scenes on how it grew, how it dried, how you would bud it, cut it. It's pretty fucking dope. So if you can, I recommend doing it. You know, it's definitely a side gig that was highly interesting if you're into the cannabis world. But I'm going to leave the front page of Basement Critic like it is, because it's kind of crazy to think that all that shit went down. And I'm going to be launching the comic book, Eva Sativa. We're going to bring her into it. So feel free to eventually sign up for that, updates on that. But so let's ask, have you ever dabbed? See if anybody replies. So that's interesting. Cannabis Cup is going on, and it looks like they're going to be going to Colorado in August. So the judging time frame is June 5th to the 7th, and then the digital award show is August 21st. So you could buy the kit at these Denver locations, Boulder, Colorado. Oh, that's so fucking cool. And 24 grams total, so 1 gram of each. And you get 24 samples for $200. Then 180 for sativa, 220 for hybrid. Oh, you get 27 samples, 80 for pre-rolls. This is pretty fucking cool, dude. So you just have to be living in that area or somehow, you know. But Pyromaniac, that is the strain that we're covering. I definitely recommend it. It's really good. Super chill. Makes you relaxed. Really good for a Sunday. I guess I could talk about something for the next 5 minutes, and then we'll test it out. I'll say, living in the U.S., it feels like it's fucking so many different states with so many different fucked up laws and fucked up cops and fucked up all kinds of fucking shit. It's like, I'm just living in a state because of its, like, laws. It's fucking nuts. It's fucking nuts. Oh, man. I just saw that 2024, that we might have, like, some crazies go out and run for president. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, just when you think you could rest, 2024 isn't too far. It's like another 2 years, which is pretty quick. So if some lunatic is back in fucking office, everybody's like, they want to get out of here, because like, that's 4 years of hell. Like, it would be nice to go live in another country for a while, because it's fucking so fucked up. Oh, so fucked up. It's like figuring it out how to be like off grid and shit, because if we have to, like, I believe in fighting for shit, but You know, if that crazy dude is back up there, I'm gonna be like, what the fuck? I'm gonna have to find another country to live in. Because that shit's nuts, dude. Nuts. If you're living under a Hitler, dude, you fucking leave. That's what my idea is like. They say California might break off into its own country. I mean, they talked about that. I don't know if they're gonna fucking. Would they would be able to sustain their ass? Like right now, they're already defunding some cops, and it's like, what the fuck? Like we need to have cops, and they don't have enough cops in LA. That's the problem. They don't have enough cops in LA. Like they don't are not getting in trouble for fucking crimes, and so crime rate is fucking skyrocketing in the cities. Like people are going fucking crazy. Some people are. I think it's like two extremes. Like I think this whole pandemic and virus broke us into these two extremes where one is like very compassionate and the other one is like completely angry as fuck. And so we have these two extreme what do you call it? Behavior or like our behavior is like after the trauma that we've been through as a world, as a human species, like having to deal with the fucking COVID, like everybody had this trauma for what, over a year that we were supposed to be bunkered down and shit. And we were living in a, what was it called? A pandemic? Oh, shit. Ugh. Come here, buddy. Hold on. One sec. Ugh. I know, buddy. Come here. Come here. So, we have some people making some noise. Come here, buddy. But so if you go to High Times is still going to be having the cannabis cup. I was wondering what was going to happen to them. I wanted to like get them going virtually, but they didn't. It's just like this like has past events. Let's go past events in North Cal. But they have it from 2019, so they haven't started it until this year. Ouch, this white on black and this thin type hurts my fucking eyeballs. Ugh, oh, their website sucks. I mean, it's got the essentials and shit, but that's better. Black on white, but. Oh, Patti Smith was a, that's fucking funny. She was a judge. Of course, Snoop Dogg. Of course, Cheech and Chong. Like, if you didn't have them as a judge, something would be fucked up. In the face of COVID, with events being forced to shut across the globe, High Times once again has proved its resilience despite statewide lockdowns across the country and has reinvented its own unique, renowned competition to let those home get the fun and crown the reigns best. For the first time ever, the judge's plethysmography kit drops in participating retailers. While normally 28 to 35% judges would be alone determine the rankings, competition improving the crown sourcing competition across the country. Whoa. More information on the process, check out this article. So if you want to be a judge, they're gonna trying to do it like global. Well, that's pretty interesting. I might try to be a judge. That's pretty fucking cool. If you want more information, you click this and it says what it's like to be a judge. And then you can sign up to be a judge. You gotta pick up this shit. Participating. Upcoming People's Choice Competition. Colorado. Anyway, pretty interesting if you want to check it out. Happy 420 wherever you are. I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Maybe I'll just do a pre-recorded. All right, au revoir. Happy 420.